tonight's year should be a full shleima of
Nisel,
Bas,
Edel.
Simon, Shin Mem Tes, and Seif Dalet. Yeah, we're going to continue a little bit about these halachas of Pochas, Pochas, Medalet Amos, and a little bit about these halachas. If a person, these four Amos that he has, how does he move within those Amos? And can he move within those Amos? How does he move within those four Amos? Seif Dalet tells us a little bit more about this. If there is a person, two people in fact, So they have, there must be a mathematical term for that. Anybody into numeracy? If you've got, imagine you've got two circles, each of them four amas, and they're inter, they're an area covers each other. Imagine you've got four amas. This is a circle of a radius of four amas, and this as well. And there's like some area is double, is covered on both areas.
Intersection.
Yeah, look at that. In Afrikaans. Pardon? Overlap. Okay, that's intersections. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. We've got four amas, Reuven's four amas, and Shimon's four amas. And that's, there's an intersection without, there's some area which is intersections. We'll go for intersections. So the halacha is as follows. Kugon, such as, Sheish b'neim sheish amas. There's six amas. There's six amas from Reuven until Shimon. It's exactly six amas. So what you're allowed to do is, mevin v'oichle b'emtza. You're allowed to bring, on the edge of your four amas, you're allowed to bring food. And he can also, so if you want to share the cholent, you bring the cholent. He brings the kegel, no worries, you can do that, as long as, even if there's six amas between them, but you go to the intersection area, and you'll be alright. Sounds good, no? Sounds good. So, u'mevin oichlem be'emtza, mevin v'oichlem be'emtza, you can bring and eat in the middle, u'belvad, however, shalo yoytzi kol echon b'toich shaloi, l'soich shal chaveiroi, but what you may not, is cross this intersection into the other person's domain. You only have got four amas. Make sure to remain within your four amas. Yes, there may be an area that he can also go into, but you may not go into all the way into his area. Does that make sense? What happens if there's three people? And the third person is in that middle section. Kugoin, such as Shebein Shneim Achitzoinim Shmoina Amos. So imagine there is eight Amos between Reuven and Shimon. Eight Amos between them. So there is no real intersection, but Haim Tzoin Muta. But in exactly that middle area is the third person is standing there. Haim Tzoin Muta Im Kol Echot Machitzoinim Bameisha Abba Omoisu Muvlon Besoich Shaloi. The middle person, he can go into Reuven's area, he can go into Shimon's area, he can carry there. But from Reuven until Shimon, that's eight amas, and he can't go that far. For Shnayim Achitzoinim Asurim Zebezeh, the two on the edge, on the two external ones, they may not go all the way till the other one. Okay, I think that's good. Yeah, so Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yudala just explains this a little bit. One person has got a fruit item, and he's, this fruit is at the beginning of his four amas. And similarly, Hasheni, the second one as well, Yeshod V'amaychel has got a fruit item, and it's lying by him. This is at the beginning of his edge, of his four amas. Uveinem Yeshev Sekshesh Amas, between Reuven and Shem and the six amas. Nimtzo, it comes out, comes out that there's two amas of an intersection between them, and therefore both Reuven and Shimon can bring the food into the middle cross section area, because that middle area is within the four amas of both of them. Sif hey, bottom line, also it is forbidden to carry an item. Also, leholi chayfetz poches poches me'ab amas. It is forbidden to bring an item poches poches me'ab amas. That's a big chiddush. It is forbidden to carry an item pochois, less than 4 amos. Because, so normally, we said now for the last 2 evenings, we said that 4 amos is your area. And really within that area, you're allowed to carry. Now what happens if you decide to go beyond your 4 amos, but by stopping, do you mind to help? Chaim is always handy. Okay, so can you just stand over here for a minute? Okay, imagine 4 steps are 4 amos. Imagine. Do you mind to do 3 steps? Can you carry this? Very helpful. 3 steps. Stop. He's allowed to do that. No problem. Why not? He's carrying within the 4 amos. That's fine. And now he's stopped. I was about to say he had a cigarette, but okay. He had a cup of tea instead, okay. And now he carried on another 3 amos. And then he stopped again. And then he had another cup of tea. And then now, and this was a continental one without the milk. And then another 3 tea. They still drink tea with milk. Yeah. Yeah. And then like this, another 3 amos. So now the question is, are you allowed to do this? What's the problem with it? Thank you so much. Because the argument is, he never walked more than 4 amos. He always walked 4 amos minus. He never did the... I know I'm not allowed to walk 4 amos in the public domain. I know that. But he didn't. He always walked less. And then he stopped. And then again. And he did it again. And again. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes, good point. Yeah. So now the question is, is there a problem with it or not? So the answer is yes, there is a problem. When we said you're allowed to walk Dalet Amos, that's all he wants. Shulchan Aruch is telling us, you're not allowed to walk less than 4 Amos, numerous times. And not only that, this is even if it's before Nacht, like the Shkia time, which is after Shkia and before Nacht, which is not really strictly speaking Shabbos yet, like it's like Ben Hashmosh, it's the Sophic time, twilight period. V'afilu bekamen is, and even if it's not a proper, genuine Rishus HaRabim, but if it's a kamen is, a drabonon, a rabbinical domain, nevertheless it's also. So Poch Medalat Amos remains also. Poch is not a deraisa. Nope, because you didn't walk Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. So perhaps, yeah. So there is, on the extreme circumstances, we allow it. On the extreme circumstances, you're right. So there is such a heter that on the very extreme circumstances, we've got to do something. That's what we've got to do, because you're right, it's a drabonon. And certainly, if it's not on the M1, but if it's in a Carmelis, then it's even more maker, because then it would be a double drabonon. But, Lemaisa, Shulchan Aruch explicitly said this also, but at times, on extreme circumstances, it will be mutar. The chiddush is that really is not really really what is he doing wrong? He's not doing Dalet Amos. He's doing always less gimel.
So what is the problem?
What is the problem? Because the problem is that on a Torah level, it's indeed permitted. It's okay, but the chachamim felt that if you end up doing that, you're very likely, the first time around, you're going to be careful to do 3 times, 3 amos. Second time, you're going to do 3.5 amos. If you carry on like this, after a bit of time, you're going to walk already well over the 4 amos, and we're looking after, Chachamim looked after you. They don't want you to do more than that amos, because that would be a toil. Does that make sense? Yeah, looking after him. Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, there's a little Shabbos element as well. Yeah. Now the question is, do you... let's look at Sifkot New Testament Mishnah Berurah. Afilu b'kamenis, even the kamenis is forbidden. The tatam, the reason is, dim no kill bezeh, if we'll be lenient with this, korev adovar, shiyolich abames bevas achas, it is very likely, it's answering your question, it's likely that he's going to end up walking more than 4 amas, and then he's going to be over on the reise. So we are saying that he can only do it, he's not allowed to.
He's not.
No, he can only do it once, within his 4 amos. He's not allowed to do it many times. It's forbidden. You're not allowed to.
What he demonstrated, the boy.
That this is that I demonstrated that it is, yeah. Because a person may end up doing more than 4 amos. A person is going to end up walking too far. Makes sense.
It's two amos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 amos, not
yeah.
Four.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically, you can't do 1 amah.
Once or many times?
Many times.
No.
Many times whatsoever.
Yep.
You do it once?
Yep.
And then that's it?
Yep.
One stop, and that's it.
I mean, remember, you could end up carrying miles like that.
So why did he write the halakha like that?
That's what it's saying. That's it. Afilu ben Ashma. No, it does say it. It's very clear. Asu leolich chafetz pachot pachot ma'abamas.
Pachot pachot
is like bichlal bichlal. No, it means because once. Pachot pachot means many times. Once, you're allowed to do it. Pachot pachot means you can't do it many times. Okay, that's what he said. But under extreme circumstances, as I mentioned, chachamim at times will be matter in their kamalis. We move on. Page Kuf Pehe, Simon Shin Lamed Ches. I think this is a very big chiddush. Now, I don't fully understand this halacha. I do not fully understand it. I don't fully understand it. Perhaps I do a bit, but not properly. Second line. Hameshame peroisav, somebody who is looking after his fruit. Uzrav, and his seeds, his fields. Pipnei chayav oif. He's guarding, he's looking after his fruit field. Makes sense? Got a field full of fruit. Okay. Lo yisboik kaf el kaf. You're not allowed to clap. Like this. For lo yitbach kapoch al yirecho. He's not allowed to clap his hands on his lap. Veloy yirakeid lavrichom. He's not allowed to like dance and jump to chase away animals, birds who are trying to steal the fruit in his field. Gzeira, because of a rabbinical restriction, perhaps he's going to shamayit ol tzroir. Perhaps he's going to take a stone. V'yizrok lahem, he's going to throw it. We are concerned that if he gets all busy trying to chase the animals. He's going to yelling and screaming and crying and clapping to the birds. What's likely he's going to end up doing? He's going to take a stone and throw the stone onto the animals and the birds. So therefore, you're not allowed to shoo away the animals. Don't shoo away animals. If you see birds, don't start screaming and yelling at them. Because you're going to end up throwing stones at them. Yeah? I'm also struggling with that. It sounds to me like a very mechudesh li gzeira. But because that's what he ends up doing in the week. That's what he's gonna. I'm struggling with the fact that we don't generally make. It's like a new gzeira. It's a new rabbinical restriction which seems to be invented over here. I'm struggling a little bit. But yeah, that must be the answer. And we carry on. Do not play with nuts and not with apples. You may not play with nuts and apples because ashvi gumois. Ashvi gumois, we learned, is to make the floor, the earthen floor, to make it straight and even. That is also. So, because if you're ending up playing, imagine you play on the floor, you play with
marbles.
Yeah. So, if the floor is not even, you're going to tap the floor, you make it even, all that. Chum said, no, you don't even start, you don't play with apples and with kind of, you know, the balls and marbles and that, because you can end up making the floor even. That's also, yeah. Cat in the garden. Very good question. No, that probably mutter. It's probably mutter. I don't see why it, should, it can't be also. You're right. It can't be also if it's a yochid. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. Okay, so I don't know why. You'll have to play with apples. You'll have to play with apples. Yeah? You'll have to play with apples. I don't know you'll have to play with apples. No, it says over here, you don't have to play with apples because of, you're going to end up making the floor even.
Well, you're not supposed to play with food.
Exactly, that's what I don't understand. Even on weekdays you wouldn't be allowed to play with apples. So it must be rotten apples, perhaps. Maybe it's rotten apples. You don't play with apples, you don't play with food. Why? Because it's the bizoyin, it's like baltashchis. If you play with apples, they're going to end up being so bruised, you're not going to be able to eat it. So it's baltashchis. If you make an edible fruit into something which is not edible, it's baltashchis. So I assume that if you play with an apple, it's going to become unedible. I assume. Maybe I'm wrong, but I assume. But, you know what's that called? That thing that you throw the... Yeah, imagine doing that with the apples, yeah? You're not going to be able to eat them afterwards. Charlie, yeah. So unless it's rotten apples, I'm not sure. Anyway, so he says you're not allowed to do that because of Ashri Gumois. Tafkal Gabekaka, you're not allowed to play with nuts and apples on the floor. Aval Gabeshulchon Shoy, but if you're playing marbles or any ball or anything on the table, that is permitted. Telekel makes a sham mishum gumois, because over on the table you're not gonna make a table, you're not gonna fix a table. So it's mutter.
To kick a football on gravel, is that a fruit?
Why it should be okay?
Is it okay, not okay?
Best yeah, on a paved thing, it's fine.
Why isn't this
because there's no Ashvu'e Gumois. There's no
Ashvu'e.
No, so we don't suspect it. Since you're allowed to play balls there, you're going to play elsewhere. That we don't. The chashash is that since you're playing over here and the uneven floor is disturbing you, you're going to start being Mashvi Gumois. But we don't go that far to be suspicious that if you're playing over here, you're going to end up playing elsewhere. And there you're going to. Motelis chok ba'atzomois. You're allowed to play with bones. Bones. You're allowed to play with bones. Atzomois. Bones. Shekar in chich, which is called chich. What does chich remind you of? No. No, that's probably because I'm German, so German speaking. What? Czech? No. Czech is like chess. In German, you say chess is Schach. How do you say Schachmat. In Beivrit. That, look at that, Czech. So it is mutter, it is permitted to play about so much with bones. Why bones? I know it doesn't. Why would it be bones? I believe so. It does make a noise. Maybe it's not chess. Maybe it's another kind of game that he wants to, the metagam over here translated Mishakein Chomesh Avonim. Chomesh Avonim.
Very popular.
Yeah? Okay, so that's the fact. You throw them, you have to catch them. No, I don't. It's not so common over here. I don't know why not. That's the five. It's very.
It's the carpet.
Because of the carpet. That's the reason, yeah. So and it's very common to have five equal sized little stones, square stones, and then you throw them, and the game is you have to throw them. I used to play that when I was a child. You throw, then you have to catch like the four. There's like rules. You catch the four. It's like you've never seen it. You catch them from one and two, and then there's various. You have to throw one and catch them, and then throw two and catch the three and whatever. It's like it's a very nice game, very very nice game. So that's what it's talking about. Half a pishim ashmin kolodoy makes a noise when you're playing this game. So whether it is chess, whether it is this five stones, either way, it is making a certain noise. This is permitted. Because your intention is not to make a musical noise. It just instantly it's making a certain noise when the stones get together or the bones get together. For that's if you're playing stam for the fun of it. But if you're playing in order to earn money, also it is forbidden. Is this the game still exists? Tam vechaser? I don't know the explanation of it. I'm not sure what it is. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Chof Beis, grad or ungrad, even or uneven. I do not know what the game is exactly. if you're playing that, because it's like a business transaction. You're making business. You're making business on Shabbos. So that's certainly also, if you're playing in a playful manner, that's okay. If you're playing in a way that you're going to earn or lose money, that's forbidden. But if women and children play, that's okay. It's okay. You don't have to be, it's better that, you know, it's better you don't tell them. And with regards to playing football, that's discussed in Simon Shin Ches. So, gentlemen, we're seeing over here that, playing games, is mutter, and, as long as it's not a, you're actually not earning and losing money. Playmobil, not Playmobil, Playmobil is for sure okay, but, Monopoly. On Shabbos. Pardon?
Zugopel.
What is that?
Every now
and then. Ah. Okay, yeah. Okay, so that's... what did I just ask?
Monopoly.
Money. Is that mutter also? Okay, that's what the person can say. It's mutter. They say it's fine. They say adults shouldn't play because there is a certain connection to real money. But for children, it's fine. I know that some families refrain, they find it's not shkut chinuch, but make out then it's certainly mutter.
The dice is not a problem.
Yeah.
Throwing a dice.
Correct. It's not a problem. If there is games that you end up, games that you will normally use, you normally need to write something down, if that's how you play it, then these are also. Yes, because of Gzeira. Games that you normally end up writing things down, you're not allowed to play on Shabbos. Okay, we'll leave it over here. We'll leave Sefer for tomorrow. Fine. Be'ez Hashem.